Noah Abraham is an English teacher, and last Saturday night in Central Phoenix,
she plays basketball, مثلاً, for example, in the weekend.
He was teaching a class of Syrian refugees. Refugees who come from all over Syria, come from all walks of life, and have different levels of literacy. Abraham is actually also a refugee from Syria himself. He came to Phoenix about 6 months ago, but it took him over 3 years to get approval to come to the U.S. Compared to other refugees, though, he says that's a pretty short period of time. During those 3 years, he worked as a translator in Turkey, translating...
I don't know how many, but I think hundreds of articles from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and The Guardian. These are my favorites, actually. And The New Yorker, too.
Abraham, who was an English teacher in Syria, says he left for two reasons.
In a place where there is no water, no electricity, no internet, no anything. I mean, it is very hard to live, especially for a person in my situation.
Abraham has a disability and uses a wheelchair. He was also pretty vocal about his opposition to political groups, and it wasn't safe. He didn't know anything about Phoenix when he was told he was getting resettled here.
But I read about it, and, you know, I saw Arizona Dreams. I don't know if you are familiar with the movie. It's a very interesting one. It's Johnny Depp, actually.
When he came to Phoenix, he didn't know anyone here, had no family with him. Now he shares a small room with another Syrian refugee and has gotten close to a couple other Syrian refugee families. Apart from adjusting to an entirely new country, he says one of the hardest things about living here is the mountains of paperwork it takes to get anything done. Abraham also worries about safety, and he cares about the security of his new country.
So I don't mind if they, for example, tighten the measures.
Banning terrorists from coming in, if that's entirely possible, he thinks it's a really good idea.
I support it 100%. But when you ban Muslims, it's something different.
Abraham says, how can you possibly judge an entire group of people based just on their religion or their country? He's not solely defined by his religion, and he doesn't think Jews or Christians or anyone else is either. With all the disparaging things said about Syrian refugees, countries and leaders wanting to ban them or expel them, how bad their lives can be in refugee camps, he says,
I never felt ashamed of being Syrian as I do feel right now.
Abraham's family is scattered all over the globe. Some are even still in Syria, and he says they'd have liked to come visit him.
This was possible in the past, but I guess it's not possible now. I mean, they can't get a visa because they are Syrians.
He looks at me, holding my microphone.
It's not that sad. Don't get so much. We are Syrians. I mean, tragedy is part of our life. I mean, it's not painful or sad so much anymore. What we have seen, what we have experienced, was quite enough to stop feeling these things.
When I ask what he is feeling about Trump's controversial new executive order, he says,
America is not the first country to let Syrians down.
But he says, for so many people, it's like the end of a dream. Naomi Gingold, KJZZ News, Phoenix.